In the name of the God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. Amen. Please be seated. Peace, be still. Jesus exclaims and tells the storm to stop with those words. Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Jesus sweetly tells Cynthia, Susie, Ethel, DePayne, Clementa, Toywanza, Daniel, Sharonda, and Myra, as they are welcomed into God's near presence after the stormy blast that killed them last Wednesday. Peace be still, Jesus exclaims right now as our nation joins the family and friends of those nine beloved children of God who died at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. We join them in the stormy waters of grief and despair. Although I have little doubt that Jesus is shouting at the top of his lungs, "Peace, be still," I'm having difficulty hearing those words. The volume is almost muted. It's drowned by my own busyness. It's drowned by my own preoccupation with the little details of my own life. It's drowned by society's encouragement of greed, self-absorption, and prejudice. Peace, be still. Peace, be still can be words of great comfort, not only right now, but in every moment we are being tossed to and fro by the mighty winds of life. We know those winds of life well, and the pain and the fear that are generated by those winds. From our own personal experience of illness, suffering, and death, and the emotional suffering of loss and loneliness, to the shared anxiety we all have about terrorism, war, environmental damage, and economic troubles, God says, "Peace, be still," in the midst of those storms. On this day, though, I invite you to consider that these piercing words of Jesus are indeed words of comfort and words of invitation. An invitation to act, an invitation to join Jesus in proclaiming to the very ends of the earth, "Peace, be still," with our lips and with our lives. That's how each of us and our whole human family can hear these powerful words with greater clarity. Peace, be still. Let's raise the volume by saying, "Peace, be still," anytime in our daily lives that we hear people making a racial slur. We may say, "Peace, be still," every time that we hear people creating division in our human family. May we say, "Peace, be still," anytime we see someone, anyone, suffering. May we say, "Peace, be still," anytime that we hear someone talk about a broken relationship. May we say, "Peace, be still," anytime we witness others experiencing the all too many changes and chances of this life. Peace, be still. Shouting, "Peace, be still," I think also challenges us to be less critical and less demanding of other people. The Reverend John Watson, a Scottish clergyman, once said, "Be kind. Everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." So instead of being overly demanding, instead of demanding or damaging relationships and damaging others, how about we come to terms with the reality that all of us are those fearful disciples in that boat? That all of us, the whole human family, is in the boat together to support one another as we go through the turbulent waters of life. And from that boat, may we say, may we shout, may we exclaim, at the top of our lungs, peace be still, peace be still, peace be still. Amen.